It's Tuesday, February 27th, 2024, and here's the latest from the Northwest Wisconsin News Center. Pure fentanyl was found on a passed-out man in Chautauqua. Police say SBA loans can help businesses struggling due to the snow drought, and an early spring means the fire danger is now high. Good afternoon. I'm News Editor Carl Cooley for the Northwest Wisconsin News Center. Here's our top story. Police in Chautauqua say a quantity of pure fentanyl, a powerful opioid, was found while attending to a man who was unresponsive and barely breathing on Main Street in Chautauqua early Friday morning. An ambulance was called, and while attending to the man, a cigarette pack containing four small bundles of white powder fell from his pocket. Police tested it and said it was 4 grams of pure fentanyl. Just 2 milligrams is a lethal dose, according to the Drug Enforcement Administration. The man was taken to the hospital, cleared, and booked into Barron County Jail on drug charges. Police obtained a warrant for his address in the 800 block of Dallas Street, Chautauqua, and additional evidence was found and taken. The man's name had not been released at this time due to the ongoing investigation. Low-interest loans are available from the Small Business Administration to businesses impacted by this winter's snow drought. The National Weather Service said snowfall has been 20 to 30 inches below average this winter. And that's been tough for places of lodging, restaurants, outfitters, and bait shops that depend on winter tourism, said Caitlin Hansen, executive director of the Washburn County Tourism Association.
Our sales tax numbers look to be down a little, about 11%, I believe, is the number from 24 to 23 for January. One of my bait shops said they were down sales about 50% from 2 years ago, which is, she said, made the comment, which is similar to last year because of too much snow. So now we're in the complete opposite end. Thankfully, the Berkey was able to happen in some fashion, which helped some of our lodging properties. We have been able to still have construction workers here because the weather's been great for some of that construction at this point.
Information and applications for the SBA economic disaster loans can be found online at lending.sba.gov. The deadline to apply is April 8th for Bayfield and Douglas counties, April 29th for Burnett County, and May 6th for Barron, Chippewa, Dunn, Polk, Rusk, St. Croix, Sawyer, and Washburn counties. Redistricting consultants hired by the Wisconsin Supreme Court submitted a bill for more than $128,000 for the work they did reviewing proposed new legislative maps. The court hired a pair of redistricting consultants to review maps submitted by Republicans and Democrats after it tossed out the existing Republican-drawn maps as unconstitutional. After the consultants determined that the Republican submissions were partisan gerrymanders, the GOP-controlled legislature passed maps drawn by Democratic Governor Tony Evers. He signed them into law last week, seemingly ending the court fight and giving Democrats a path to possibly gaining majority control. The consultants submitted their bill to the court on Sunday. Wildfire season is starting early in Wisconsin. Raymond Newpert tells us more.
Thanks to the early thaw and dry winter, most of the state is now at high fire risk. The Department of Natural Resources has already responded to 50 fires this year, with 15 fires happening over the weekend. The department reminds you not to light burn piles or bonfires and keep grills and campfires under control. Just one spark in the wrong place could start a wildfire. Raymond Newpert, Wisconsin Radio Network.
That's the latest from the Northwest Wisconsin News Center. I'm Carl Cooley. Have a great Tuesday.